WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two local leaders are representing the Twin Cities as members of a national women's leadership organization. Leadership America is the nationwide program of leadership women, which aims to connect, inspire, empower, and honor women. College Station's Director of Community Services, Debbie Eller, and Bryan's Community Development Manager, Alcee Bond, were both chosen for this year's class of 58 women.
It's a very competitive process. We both applied for it, and we were very thankful that we both got picked in the same year so we could represent our cities.
Bond says that during their first trip to Washington, D.C. in April, it was reassuring that the national issues were coinciding with what's happening locally. The group will also go to Phoenix in June and New Orleans in October. This week's monthly meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees included changing a 30-year-old policy on naming campus buildings.
Trustees have added the option of naming buildings when what they call a philanthropic gift is given towards a particular facility. There may or may not be an association with that action and a special board meeting next Monday. The agenda calls for an executive session where trustees behind closed doors could discuss a prospective gift or donation. Blinn's new campus in West Bryan's also listed on next Monday's special meeting in executive session. From this week's meeting, administrators told the board they were not ready to proceed with three contracts, which are all associated with designing the entrances and exits in and out of the new campus from Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road. And the board heard but did not take action on the administration's response to the faculty senate's call to be included in governance issues. Online at WTAW.com's a 23-page presentation that administrators use to demonstrate the college is meeting standards set by its national accrediting agency. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Freedom was short for a Caldwell man who was indicted earlier this month by a Brazos County grand jury for 6 armed robberies in Bryan in January of last year. 19-year-old Tyler Davis was released from jail Monday during the noon hour. Then he was arrested Tuesday night by Bryan police on new charges of threatening to shoot the mother of his child and 4 other people in Henderson Park with a long rifle semi-automatic pistol. 2 convenience stores in the Twin Cities are hit by armed robberies in a 12-hour period yesterday. No one was hurt in either holdup. Just before noon in College Station at Frankie's Exxon at Texas and Harvey Mitchell, and just before midnight in Bryan at the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan and the Freeway. The 44th season of MSC Opus, titled Expect the Unexpected, was revealed to the general public last night. Executive Director Ann Black says leading off is Lyle Lovett and his large band, and among the Broadway shows are 6 performances of Jersey Boys.
80% of the population of Texas lives within 150 miles of College Station, so we have no worries, really, that we're going to sell very well.
Tickets and the entire schedule is online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 8 after 6. It's 62 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Wednesday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Arbor Oaks at Crestview, Fit You, and Andrews Orthodontics. Voting begins Wednesday, June 1st, for the 16th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Hey, good morning. You made it to Friday. It's 6:09. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The weather system that brought the storms to the area yesterday is now moving some heavy storms into Florida. For us today, clouds and sunshine. There could be a stray shower. Temperatures are up to 80 to 85 later today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun tomorrow with the threat of a thunderstorm late in the day, highs 85 to 90. Shower thunderstorm possible tomorrow evening, lows 70 to 75. Clouds Sunday, chance of showers and storms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M baseball takes down the Ole Miss Rebels. I'll have the details for that. Also, I'll look in on some high school baseball. In Major League Baseball, the Astros fall to the White Sox, and I'll give you the details of the NBA playoffs. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And since it's Friday, not only do we have donuts today,
yes,
but you and Chelsea get a food treat. Compliments of me.
Ooh.
I almost texted you last night to remind you, but I was like, no, Scott will remember.
I got it right here. Yeah, in the next hour. And
wait, Brad, you know what it is?
I do. We talked about it earlier this week.
Yeah, we did.
I'm kind of scared.
The days just run together.
I know, it's okay. It's all right. It'll be fun.
More of a surprise.
Yes, it'll be fun. Exactly. We'll do that next hour, as a matter of fact. So, as we talk about...
Oh, God, I know what it is. Okay.
She got it. Light bulb.
Now, wait a minute. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Hey, what happened to our natural Simply Chewing Gum that we were supposed to order?
Oh, that's right.
Make a note.
I will. All right, I'll do that. That'll be a project to do over the weekend. I'll get some of that here. And there. All right, okay. So got that done. Two things checked off the box already. But we talk about how weather people just get stuff wrong. And, you know, it's a wonderful situation to have a job where you can be wrong that often and still get to keep your job. Well, you know, we think about that usually just... Oh, by the way, it's foggy outside, just as I'm thinking about that.
Very.
Remember, mm-hmm. Take a little extra time this morning. So I think about just the weather here in U.S. America. But, you know, there are weather bureaus all over the world, obviously. And it was not a good day at the office of the South Korea Weather Service on Wednesday after an employee mistakenly sent a fax that triggered an earthquake alert. Yeah, I mean, they had in there the magnitude. They said the magnitude was 6.5, and it was actually part of a 5-day disaster response exercise that was not supposed to be faxed. It was one of those things where you go through the training of a situation like that. But, you know, how do you bring that back? It's panic in the streets, and you're the one who did it. So, mm-hmm. Just saying. It could be worse. Police in Edmonton, Alberta, called to check on a man who had climbed a 25-story construction crane. He was sitting at the top drinking beer.
Like you do.
Of course. And they, you know, yelled up, I guess, with their police speakerphone, said, "What are you doing up there?" And he said, "I was just up here to get a selfie at sunset, and I'm waiting for the sun to go down."
Figured I'd enjoy a brewski in the meantime.
Why not? Yeah, so there.
Wow.
Yeah. Great time together. We got a lot of info.
And he was probably binge-watching some show up there on Netflix as he was waiting for the sun to go down.
Undoubtedly.
That's what you do. Right?
What a great selfie backdrop, though. I wonder if they let him stay up there until the sunset.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you can get that. That's fine.
Now you have to come down and erase it.
Gotta post it. How many likes can I get?
Yeah.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
There goes 614, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we are. It's Friday. You know, I forgot. I woke up this morning. I'm thinking, what day is it? Oh, yeah. It is. It's Friday. I'm ready for the weekend to be here.
Me
I did,
too.
I did the same exact thing this morning.
Is that right? What day is it? Because they do. They do run together. It's day 141, 225 of them to go. It's Armed Forces Day. Salute. It's National Waitstaff Day. Leave an extra 5%. Yeah, except if you eat at a pizza restaurant, because people never tip at a pizza restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I need a patch for that day. I don't know what that means. Mm. That sounds computer scary.
Yeah.
It's Learn to Swim Day. All right. National Strawberries and Cream Day and National Memo Day. National Memo Day. So, all right. Okay, what do we got for birthdays?
We do got Friday birthdays. Jack Gleason is 24. That's not Jackie Gleason.
No, he's dead.
No, that's Joffrey from Soap Opera with Swords.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Country singer John Pardee is 31 today. Okay. Busta Rhymes, 44. Actually,
nice.
I saw him on the street in New York when I was there long ago.
Oh, cool.
It was pretty cool. Pretty cool to see somebody famous. Yeah. Tony Stewart, 45. NASCAR superstar, of course.
Yeah.
Timothy Olyphant is 48. He was from Deadwood.
Deadwood and Justified.
Yeah.
Justified was a pretty good show,
good
too.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mindy Cohn is 50. That was Natalie on Facts of Life.
Uh-huh.
Tony Goldwyn is 56. He's the president on Scandal.
Mm.
Bronson Pinchot, 57. You guys remember him?
Yeah.
Balky Bar Talk-a-Moose.
Yeah.
from Perfect Strangers. Ron Reagan Jr., 58 today. Cindy McCain is 62. That's John McCain's wife.
Mm-hmm.
David Patterson is 62 also. That's the legally blind former governor of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Thomas, not the Dead Wendy's guy.
No.
The guy who did the bit with Rick Moranis.
Yeah, the
Bob
the
and
Canadian,
Doug McKenzie.
Yeah, exactly.
And Cher is 70.
Ooh, looking good.
There you go. Well, parts of her.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so all that stuff I told you about what day it is, that's tomorrow.
Oh, Scott.
I know. So today is...
So were the birthdays. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, no. Yeah. Today, and gosh, if we had just known a day ahead of time, it's National Bike to Work Day.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I would have gotten lost in that fog this morning.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked well.
No.
That's probably right. It's Be a Millionaire Day.
Oh.
Okay, sure. Why not? It'd be fine.
I never want to choose that, but since it's the day, I guess I'll
do
it.
Yeah, that's it. It's Eliza Doolittle Day. Eliza, that's My Fair Lady. I don't know why. Quiche Lorraine Day and Weights and Measures Day and Pizza Party Day. Hey! Let's talk to Mr. Downs.
Yeah.
I agree.
See what he can do
pizza
for us.
Party are like the two most treasured words in elementary school.
Yeah, exactly. Put those two together.
Yep.
It's perfect.
Yep. Pizza
All right.
Party Day.
We got some birthdays.
Birthdays for Saturday.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton is 35. That's the Texas Rangers outfielder.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
good. Gaudier is 36. That's the Somebody I Used to Know guy
uh-huh.
who did that one. Lisa Edelstein is 50. She was from House.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Reinhold, 59.
From Hollywood, Beverly Hills Cop, and anything else?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Has he done other stuff? Okay.
A couple other things, I think. Mr. T is 64
Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Al Franken is 65. The
I am going to work day and night
Al.
To make sure that our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
You know, I'm
ready to get to work.
Okay. I wonder if he won that senatorship from Minnesota there by saying, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me.
That's exactly it. It is.
And Ron Isley is 75, lead singer of the Isley Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, on Sunday, we've got World Goth Day. All right, fine. Get out your black nail polish, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Vanilla Pudding Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, birthdays.
And birthdays for Sunday. Novak Djokovic, 29. That's the tennis player.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Apollo Ono is 34. He was the speed skater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who won gold medals in 2002 and 2006. Pretty cool. Maggie Q is 37. She was from Divergent. The Divergent movies
mm-hmm.
in recent years. Jennifer Goodwin, 38. She's been in a number of things.
Oh, yeah. She's kind of funny.
Yeah. She's most recently Snow White on Once Upon a Time. She's been doing that for a little while. Allison Eastwood is 44. That's Clint Eastwood's daughter. Naomi Campbell, 46.
Mm.
Supermodel. We all know her.
Gorgeous.
Johnny Gill is 50. Let's see. He's good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Morrissey is 57.
Uh-huh. So his first name or his last name?
Nobody really knows.
Okay, there you are.
But he's a lead singer of the Smiths, so that's pretty cool. And Ted Kaczynski.
Whoa.
He's 74 today.
All right. Richard Benjamin, an actor and director, is 78. And Bernard Shaw, if you remember him on CNN a long time ago, he's 76 on Sunday. All right, there you go, 619.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, that was fast. It seems that Mitt Romney's dream of finding an alternative candidate to Donald Trump has already come to an end. A source now telling CNN he has suspended his search. Maybe someone tipped Mitt Romney off to a new NBC survey that shows that not only is Donald Trump virtually tied with Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head matchup, He is now outperforming her compared to what Romney did in 2012. According to The Hill, the poll shows that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are performing at the exact same levels as their respective parties, each commanding 87% support. And in March of 2012, Romney only had 84% of Republicans. And Donald Trump is getting Democrats and independents.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Hey, you've heard me rave about the DollarShaveClub.com, and for good reason. I get the best shave imaginable when shaving with their fresh DSC Executive Blade. And then, of course, I use Dr. Carver's Shave Butter anytime I want. Everybody on the Hannity team likes it as well. That means Ethan and Lauren and Linda, even Jason with his mohawk. We swear by the Executive Blade coupled with Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. It just works. Now, you'll pay less than what you pay in the store. You'll have the convenience of it delivered to your house and the best blade you'll ever use. So join the DollarShaveClub.com today. DollarShaveClub.com.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Samsung has agreed with Alibaba's financial services affiliate to cooperate on mobile payments as the world's largest smartphone maker looks to expand its presence in China, a market where it struggled in recent years. Samsung's mobile payment service will work with Alibaba affiliate Ant Financial Services Group's Alipay, which has more than 450 million active registered users. The U.S. and its partners in the Iran nuclear talks are trying anew to convince European banks and businesses that now legal trade with the Islamic Republic won't be punished. Secretary of State John Kerry, the foreign ministers of Britain, France, and Germany, and the European Union's foreign policy chief say in a joint statement that Iran deserves the sanctions relief it's due under last year's landmark nuclear deal. Tesla Motors has raised $1.5 billion in fresh capital after the sale of 6.8 million in new common stock. The electric car maker is raising money to fund Model 3 production. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
All right, people, let's start the meeting off with a round of quick-fire questions, shall we? Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
Last question, by switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spending, which helps our bottom line.
Concur.
Bob, very impressive. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
You get tomorrow off, Bob.
Thank you.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're honoring Memorial Day with our Salute to Freedom event with special savings for you and military discounts for our veterans. Bubba Dixon here inviting you to bring your family in to meet our family and share in the savings not just for one day, but all month long. Tom Light Chevrolet has an amazing selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, like a Chevy Equinox, the perfect SUV for a three-day weekend family getaway. Or pull up to the Memorial Day Parade in your brand new Chevy Silverado. This month, celebrate freedom, celebrate family, and celebrate amazing savings all month long. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
I seldom, if ever, look at the obituaries. Don't know why, it's just never been a part of the paper that I look at. But out of the corner of my eye this morning while I was perusing the paper, I noticed one of the names, and I found it unusual that they printed his nickname, which was Psycho. As I read the story of this man's life, albeit brief, for the length of time the man had been alive, I find it interesting and almost disturbing that when I, on the occasion, do read an obituary, I want to know why or how they passed. And they never seem to print that. On the rare occasion, sometimes they allude to what actually happened. But I want to know. I don't think it should be a law or anything like that. And it may just be that I have a morbid curiosity. But when somebody passes and it's put in the paper, I want to know why. Is that weird? Ruminate on that for a little while and let me know if you want. Kevin at BryanBroadcasting.com. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Good morning, 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. We're at Wilton's.com. Shop Wilton's where you'll find furniture, supplies, and a lot more. Well, a little bit of fog out there this morning, so kind of make your plans to leave a little bit early. 83 will be our high temperature today after this stuff burns off. Be pretty sunny out there. 67 for a low tonight. Then we're going to be approaching 90 tomorrow and probably about the same thing on Sunday as well. Got some clouds rolling in, slight chance of showers, probably a 30% on Monday and Monday night, 40% chance of showers, but we'll still be up in the middle 80s or above. Right now, pretty nice out there. Winds are out of the north at about 3, and we've got 63 degrees.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 21st, it's tree identification. Come learn how to identify the different trees, discover the importance and value of the ecosystem, and how to perform a tree inventory. All this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Napoleon was short. Vertical stripes make you look thinner, and an octopus has 8 legs. 3 facts that are all wrong. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173, 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. It's amazing what we think we know that just isn't so. For instance, everyone believes that Napoleon was short, but he wasn't.
they made a mistake when they were translating the autopsy, which is conducted in French, into English. They got the measurements wrong. He wasn't 5'2", as is often said. He was actually 5'6½".
John Lloyd, co-author of the second book of General Ignorance,
which made him 2 inches taller than the average Frenchman of the time and 1/2 inch taller than the average English person. The reason that we think of him as being short is partly British propaganda, which is, you know, all the cartoonists made out that he was, you know, a tyrant and a dwarf and all that kind of stuff. But also because he had a regiment of grenadiers, his bodyguard, who were particularly picked to be extremely tall. They were all over 6 foot tall, which in the 18th century was massive.
So much of conventional wisdom is wrong. Take paper money or banknotes.
People think they're made of paper, but they're not. They're made of cotton or linen. Vertical stripes. Every woman knows that vertical stripes make you look slimmer. They don't. It's horizontal stripes you need to wear if you want to look slimmer. There's a big experiment done in England in 2008 on that.
And how many legs does an octopus have?
The answer's 2. They only use 2 of them as legs. The other 6 tentacles they use as arms for all sorts of things, you know, feeding and grasping things.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement is investigating 2 armed robberies in a 12-hour period yesterday. The first, just before midnight, sent Bryan police to the Valero Corner store at William Joel Bryan and the freeway. The clerk told officers 3 men came inside wearing ski masks. One displayed a firearm and they took off along with a 4th person outside the store with an undisclosed amount of money. The employee was not injured. And shortly before noon, College Station police went to Frankie's Exxon at Texas and Harvey Mitchell. An undetermined amount of money was taken by 3 suspects, one who displayed a handgun. 2 people were inside the store and were not injured. The only suspect description given by police was that all 3 were wearing black hoodies and pants. 1 of 4 men arrested for participating in convenience store armed robberies in Bryan in January of last year is back in jail. Bryan police arrested 19-year-old Tyler Davis of Caldwell for threatening to shoot the mother of his child and 4 other people in Henderson Park Tuesday night. Davis had been out of jail for 30 hours after posting bond following his indictment by a Brazos County grand jury on 6 counts of aggravated robbery. According to online jail records, Davis's bonds were increased to a total of $700,000. 3 other Bryan men were involved in some of the robberies with Davis. 2 of the 3, 19-year-olds William Sweeps and William Dates, were sentenced to prison following plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. In jail and awaiting trial on 3 robbery charges is 22-year-old Jonathan Lett. This month's regular meeting of the Blinn College trustees included a response to repeated faculty Senate requests for more involvement in decision-making.
In February, and again last month, faculty representatives asked to be included in the decision-making process. This week, administrators presented a 23-page document demonstrating how the college is meeting standards set by its national accrediting agency. Among other things, the college is required to publish policies on the responsibility and authority of faculty in academic and governance matters. Administrators point to faculty representatives on the curriculum committee, faculty coordinators in each instructional program, and ample faculty representation on the Academic Standards Committee. The board took no action on the report, which you can read and download online at WTAW.com. Blinn trustees did act on the first change in 30 years to its policy on naming buildings, allowing names when a philanthropic gift has been given for a particular facility. That may or may not be related to a special meeting next Monday when, behind closed doors, the board considers a prospective gift or donation at an unidentified location. Next Monday's executive session also includes Blinn considering an unidentified deployment or implementation of security personnel or devices, along with real estate matters affecting Blinn's new campus in West Bryan. Back to this week's meeting, trustees delayed action on 3 contracts related to the new campus in West Bryan. Administrators say they were not ready to proceed on agreements related to designing access in and out of Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 women from our local city governments were selected to join an elite network of more than 5,000 female leaders across the country. Bryan's Community Development Manager, Alcee Bond, and College Station's Director of Community Services, Debbie Eller, were selected by Leadership Women as members of the Leadership America class of 2016. Bond says this year's first trip was to Washington, D.C. in April.
The theme for this year is leading with a global vision and a national focus. And it really gives women across the whole nation an opportunity to come together to listen to other leaders.
Bond says the 58 participants will travel to Phoenix in June and then New Orleans in October. Eller explained the different programs within Leadership Women.
We have a pipeline program, which is a weekend type program just for those new women getting into leadership positions. There's also the Leadership Texas, Leadership America, an international program that is actually going to Scandinavia this year. And there's also a one-day launch program that we held here 2 years ago. And we hope to bring that back in the next year or so.
Three more local women, Sharon Klinker, Aubrey Nettles, and Becky L. Smith, were selected as members of this year's class of Leadership Texas. Expect the unexpected is the theme for the 44th season of MSC Opus. Executive Director Ann Black says the lineup includes six performances of the Jersey Boys in three plays.
We have Judgment at Nuremberg, Barefoot in the Park, and Greater Tuna. We have a piece called All is Calm, the Christmas Truce of 1914, which really is all about that Christmas Eve truce that happened when they all came together at the battle line and sang Christmas carols on Christmas Eve.
Leading off the season is Lyle Lovett and his large band.
If you've never heard Lyle and his large band with strings, and I mean, it is just an amazing experience. So we're very fortunate that he wants to come home.
Tickets for the season and individual performances are now available online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 63 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, your choice of transmissions, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years when you buy a new Kubota L2501. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Wind, dirt, bugs, and the Texas heat a problem? Let Sunspace Texas help you discover fine porch living. A Sunspace Texas room will add beauty and comfort while increasing its value. Designed as a window screen unit in one, you have the flexibility to fully close your room or stack the windows completely up or down for a fully screened room. So make it a Sunspace Texas room and discover fine porch living.
Click sunspacetexas.com to view their products and email them for your free estimate today.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Decades ago, your local electric co-op was formed to make sure everyone who needed electricity had it. As time went on and our communities continued to grow, so did the need for electricity. And time again, we've made certain that that need has been met. Today, we're still doing everything in our power to keep affordable, reliable electricity flowing. It was our purpose then, it's our purpose now, and that'll never change. Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Well, the forecast is a bit drier across the region today. We'll see sunshine along with some passing cloudiness. Highs today 80 to 85. As the day goes on, we could see an isolated shower. We're partly cloudy tonight. Lows will fall back to around 65 to 70. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine, the threat of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85 to 90. In showers and thunderstorms diminish tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Scattered showers and storms Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, baseball. We'll look at Texas A&M's victory over Ole Miss. We'll look at high school baseball. And in the MLB, we'll recap the Astros' loss to the White Sox. And just for a change of pace, we'll look at the NBA Finals. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's about 20 till. Why don't we give away some baseball tickets right now?
Speaking of baseball.
Yeah. 695-1620. We'll give away two tickets to tonight's game and a parking pass. And a parking pass.
Woohoo! That's
I said it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Better. And I guess we got a lot of rain, but, you know, they got that tarp thing, which is pretty helpful. Covers the field up.
I was still a little worried about the outfield just because of how much rain they had. And if it's too swampy out there, you know, they don't want to put their outfielders in danger.
Sure.
But, but it ended up being a beautiful night.
Yep, it was good. And of course, the home guys won, which makes it even more fun. That's for sure. Who's this?
It's Charlie.
Charlie who?
Grimes.
What do you do, Charlie?
I work for a living, man.
I hear that. All right, well, listen. Here's what you do. Tonight, why don't you and somebody else go to the baseball game on us?
I appreciate it.
All right, come by here. I got tickets and a parking pass for you.
Oh, man, thank you, Scott.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, there you go.
Cool. I love making people's days.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Early in the day. And, you know, we'll have have we gotten a Schlitterbahn ticket yet? Have you seen
them? I haven't seen them floating around. Right.
Well, we'll have some
it's almost
floating
that time
around.
Of year,
I heard what you did there. That's good. Okay. Yep, we are. We'll find some of that. I don't want to talk politics. Oh, so Fox did a Latino poll. Mm. A Latino poll. And ask them, you know, different stuff. So here's what they said on that.
A new Fox News Latino poll of Latino registered voters nationwide shows 86% of Hispanic voters say a Hispanic vice presidential nominee will make no difference in deciding whether or not to vote for Trump, while 80% say the same of Clinton. The poll also shows a large swath of Latino voters generally view both candidates unfavorably, but dislike Trump more and say he is more corrupt. Get more insight and analysis at Fox News. Latino.com.
Really?
Brian Yenis, Fox News.
Really?
I don't care for either candidates either, but I don't know that Donald Trump's more corrupt than Hillary.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm not sure about that at all, but that's fine. Anyway, Donald yesterday did a little NRA thing. He did a visit to the NRA.
Donald Trump is set to speak to the members of the National Rifle Association today at the Kentucky Exposition Center. The NRA's 145th meeting runs through Sunday and is expected to draw 70,000 people to Louisville. Trump, the presumptive GOP nominee, won't be the only politician there. Senators Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, and Marco Rubio are also on the list. House Speaker Paul Ryan is also confirmed to be at the convention. Security for Trump's speech is expected to be tight. In addition to the NRA's security team, Secret Service agents will be handling Trump's security detail. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And now, I don't know if you heard the Fox News. They found the wreckage, some of the wreckage from the Egyptian plane.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, he was speaking at a fundraiser for Chris Christie yesterday, and he took the point pretty quickly.
Chris paid off his entire campaign debt tonight.
Donald Trump at a fundraiser in New Jersey Thursday to help Governor Chris Christie pay down the debt he racked up as his rival. Trump has enlisted Christie to head his transition team if he wins the presidency. Hours after Egypt Air Flight 804 crashed, Trump deemed it terrorism.
A plane got blown out of the sky. And if anybody thinks it wasn't blown out of the sky, you're 100% wrong, folks, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's
there.
A big accusation.
He wasted no time in doing that. And, of course, we don't know anything yet. We're just learning about that, but I'm sure there'll be more about that.
From the trickle of information, it sounds like he might be right,
but
I don't know if you want to go out making that claim before we know.
Right.
You know? May not be there. We'll talk to Bill Flores this morning in about 45 minutes. We normally, of course, talk to him on Wednesdays, but they have been busy up there. The Senate voted 89-8 yesterday to approve an appropriations bill that included over $1 billion in the Zika virus deal. The House only had $622 million in theirs as opposed to $1.1 billion in the Senate, so I guess I'll have to work part of that out. And they're taking it's interesting, they're taking some money from the Ebola virus fight to put it in Zika, which you know, Ebola is probably still around, so it's not like it went away, but we'll have a talk with him about that. I guess it's just a matter of whatever's in the news right now.
Whatever is the most relevant.
Yeah.
Whatever's scaring us today.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. What's our virus for today? Oh, okay. It's going to be Zika. Great. And they'll stay there until.
That was the story that I reported on the other day. The center at Texas A&M who just got the nod to work on an anthrax vaccine.
Yes.
And, you know, I said I hadn't heard about anthrax in a long time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, it's near or at the top of everyone's list as a bioterrorism possibility, basically.
Interesting. Well, so. I remember, of course, that was the first thing that we heard a long time ago when they first started mailing packages out the post office had to be careful with all that stuff going on. So, yeah, that's just because it's not at the top of our awareness.
Or what we hear about, exactly.
Yeah, doesn't mean that it's not something that's important and needs to be taken care of. Anyway, so.
Of course, these amounts are astronomical. Of the money that you're talking, you're talking billions of dollars.
Well, that's again, and you do a rush. I understand that, and I think probably medical research is a good thing to have them doing that. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's government money. It just gets wasted sometimes.
Yeah.
Some way. There's probably somebody out there. Politics. Politics is involved. Yeah, politics is involved, even in medical research. And you know, somebody who may have a really good idea doesn't end up getting some money, and sometimes things are on the side. But, hey.
Because they spent $46,000 on a toilet seat.
That's right. Yeah. Got to do that, too. All right, 6:45.
It's all new, all true family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic Proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 21st, it's tree identification. Come learn how to identify the different trees, discover the importance and value of the ecosystem, and how to perform a tree inventory. All this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
American gardeners have been cultivating crepe myrtles for 200 years, more than 200. According to records at George Washington's Mount Vernon home, the ship George Barclay brought two plants and seeds from the genus Lagerstromia into the port of Philadelphia. That was April 1799. Those initial plants were destined for Mount Vernon. As time progressed, plants were carried southward to warmer climates where they grew and prospered. Many old home sites in the Carolinas, for example, boast specimens 150 years old and older. Crepe myrtle, stars of the summer garden, their trip through history right after this message.
We have the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening in our office and ready to send to you. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I will extend the sale price. The price of the first printing, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Now remember, it is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I chose not to go those directions, and it's not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, last published in 1991. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book you always needed. Every book goes out signed. 1-800-752-4769, Neil Sperry. In Texas, crepe myrtles date back a century or more, and it wouldn't be summer without their cheering bloom. Still, there have been some important improvements in this long-standing plant, making it more than ever one you need in your garden. Genetically, all crepe myrtles are shrubs. Those of us who've been in Texas for a few decades remember those large old city lots that were hedged with 20-foot-tall specimens. They were full of branches clear to the ground. More recently, however, our home grounds have grown smaller. During the 50s and 60s, creative landscape architects began calling for crepe myrtles to be trimmed up as small multi-trunk trees. They could be used as small patio trees and accent trees. There are about 125 varieties of crepe myrtles in the nursery industry. Some of them date back to the 1800s, but most of them have originated in the second half of the 1900s. There were two big surges. One happened in the 1960s as truly dwarf and then even miniature weeping crepe myrtles came along. And the second important change in crepe myrtles came with the fine work of Dr. Don Egoff of the United States National Arboretum in Washington, D.C. Don Egoff used the familiar Lagerstromia indica, our common species, and cross-pollinated with a Japanese species he had brought in, Lagerstromia forii. He wanted the habit and the rich range of colors of the common crepe myrtles, but the beautiful cinnamon-colored bark and most especially the powdery mildew resistance of the other species. Many of the Indian name varieties, in fact, I think just about all of them, the ones with the Native American tribal names, resulted from those crosses done by Dr. Don Egoff. In the last 30 or 35 years, most crepe myrtles grown and sold in Texas have been grown and sold as name varieties. There was a time just those few decades ago that you bought red or pink or white or purple crepe myrtles and you didn't know what you would be getting. Well, the main thing to remember is that because they vary in height at maturity from 2 feet to 32 feet, there is a crepe myrtle for any need. You do not ever need to top them. They ask of nothing more than water and occasional nitrogen nutrition to keep them growing and flowering most vigorously. Choose a type that can grow to its full height without having to be trimmed, and you'll be happy. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:51. The number 2 Texas A&M Aggies pounced for 5 runs in the 6th inning to win the series opener against the number 6 Ole Miss Rebels 6-1 Thursday evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. J.B. Moss and Jonathan Maroney each had 3 hits to lead the Aggies. Moss went 3-for-4 with 1 double, 1 run, and 1 RBI. Maroney batted 3-for-4 with 1 double and 2 RBI. Nick Corriby batted 2-for-4 from the leadoff spot with 2 runs. With the victory, the Aggies remain in a tie with Mississippi State atop the SEC Western Division standings. The Bulldogs dispatched of Arkansas 7-0 last night. Game 2 of the series between the Aggies and the Rebels is slated for 6:34 p.m. this evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Texas A&M softball team will open play at the NCAA Lafayette Regional against Texas on Friday at Louisiana Lafayette's Lamson Park. The Aggies and Longhorns will square off for the first time since April 29, 2012, with the series record between the two rivals even at 20-20. Texas A&M holds a 4-3 advantage over Texas in neutral site games. First pitch is scheduled for 3:30 p.m., and you can catch it on Navasota News 1550 KWBC.
Sticking with softball, the NFCA announced Thursday that Texas A&M's Keely Milligan, Samantha Snow, Tori Vidalis, and Ashley Walters were named to the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association South Region Second Team. The awards honor softball student athletes from the association's 10 regions with first, second, and third team selections. So congratulations, ladies. The Rudder Rangers grabbed their ninth consecutive victory Thursday night as they took down league co-champion College Station 14-5 in the opener of their Class 5A Region 3 quarterfinals in Mumford. Game 2 is tonight at 7. You can catch the action on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. Meanwhile, Tomball's Shane Doughty backed his three-hitter with a run-scoring double to carry the Cougars to a 3-1 win over Bryan in Game 1 of the best-of-three Class 5A Regional Quarterfinal Series Thursday at Mustang Ballpark. Game 2 is scheduled for 5 p.m. Friday at Concordia in Austin. If Bryan wins, Game 3 will follow. In the MLB,
Sale mindful of George over at first, but wants the batter in the 0-2. Curveball, strike three. Got him. Sale goes to 9-0.
Chris Sale went the distance on a masterful four-hitter on Thursday night, becoming the first major league pitcher since 2008 to win his first nine starts. And the Chicago White Sox edged the Houston Astros 2-1 to snap their season-high four-game losing streak. Houston broke the shutout bid in the eighth with an Evan Gattis solo home run at U.S. Cellular Field. The Rangers had the night off, but begin a three-game series with the Astros tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In other Rangers news, they've optioned left-handed reliever Andrew Faulkner to AAA Round Rock, opening up a roster spot for the likely return of outfielder Shin-Soo Choo from the disabled list. Faulkner was sent down yesterday, an off day for the Rangers. The team said a corresponding roster move would be made today. In the NBA playoffs,
and that is it. The Cavaliers put together back-to-back dominating wins at home and now lead this series 2-0.
LeBron James had a triple-double, and the Cleveland Cavaliers took a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals by beating Toronto 108-89. James finished with 23 points, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds to help the Cavs become the third franchise in league history to open a postseason 10-0. LeBron said he's looking to win them all.
I don't think you have to lose. We don't want to lose. That's what we're here to do. We want to win every game that we step out on the floor. We've been challenged in this postseason multiple times by Detroit and also by Atlanta in the first two series. And we just persevered and was able to come back from it.
Kyrie Irving poured in a game-high 26 points for the Cavs, who head to Toronto for Game 3 on Saturday. In the NHL, Thomas Hertl scored twice, and Martin Jones stopped 20 shots as the San Jose Sharks blanked St. Louis 3-0 to take a 2-1 lead in the NHL's Western Conference Finals. Jones has posted back-to-back shutouts and hasn't allowed a goal in almost 151 minutes since Jori Lehterä's second-period goal in Game 1 led to a 2-1 victory. Yunus Donskoy also scored, and Joe Pavelski and Joe Thornton each had two assists as the Sharks took a series lead in a conference final for the first time. And in golf, Dallas native Jordan Spieth finished off a 6-under-64 just before dark Thursday and was within a stroke of the lead when the first round of the AT&T Byron Nelson was suspended. Sergio Garcia, Danny Lee, and Johnson Wagner all shot 63. Lee and Wagner, like Spieth, were just able to complete the round that started 2.5 hours late after early morning rain. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places, I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Your salespeople answered all of our questions, and we love our beautiful new floors. The Aggieland Carpet One team was professional in every way, and it was a very positive experience. Your staff was patient and helpful. It seemed like a huge project to us, but your company made it so easy. Your company was very professional, no high-pressure tactics, just perfect.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Last year in Texas, there were 439 cases of West Nile virus, with 5 of those in Brazos County. Hi, I'm Allison Windham with Sunspace Texas. Don't let the threat of West Nile, Zika virus, or the irritation of soaring mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your back porch. At Sunspace Texas, we offer custom window screen-in-one systems with design options for everyone's needs. Take back your outdoor space from mosquitoes, the elements, and let us help you discover fine porch living. Click sunspacetexas.com to view our products and email us for your free estimate today.
TwelfthMan.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. TwelfthMan.com is the latest news for all sports. TwelfthMan.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and TwelfthMan.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
If you're like most, when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark from Sovac City. Did you know that if you have that crafty nick and you really want to get out and put some bling on something, Sovac City is the place that you need to be. Sovac City, we've got embroidery machines starting at only $4.99. Decorate up what you want to. We have artistic software where you can actually bling out those items and really give them a pop. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981.